Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, moving on from a marriage can be complicated, especially if there are kids or a lot of money involved.
Yeah, I think you just summed it up really beautifully. Kids, money. It ain't easy.
It ain't.
It already isn't easy. And then you throw those things in and it's...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it looks like money is the main reason that Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan still aren't divorced, even though it's been 6 years since they split up. Now, Jenna is saying she still owed a lot of money from Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm. And now they're heading to court. And if the witness list is any indication, their divorce trial could get very interesting.
Yes, it could. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, April 15th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
The businesses that I manage, they deal exclusively in cash.
Wow, busy guy.
Yeah. You're welcome to stage, the one, the only.
Magic Mike.
God, talk about a Hollywood circle jerk in the best way.
Yeah. So that's the trailer for 2012's Magic Mike, one of the movies that made Channing Tatum a star and a multimillionaire. But if you're anything like me, that guy was a star the second he came into She's the Man.
Oh, my God, yes. Between that and, was he the one that was checking out your ass? No, that's
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I wish it was Channing.
We should change the narrative right now.
I'll take JGL. I know I should. I did meet Channing, too, though. I mean,
I know.
He's a dream.
You said he's so sweet.
He's so sweet. I love him. I will die for him.
Yes,
and I'll testify for him. In this case, if I have to.
Oh, I already plan to come to this court. I'll explain why later.
So the three films in the Magic Mike franchise have grossed about $300 million and spawned a live show, which debuted in Vegas in 2017 and then launched in London in 2018. Did you see this in Vegas? I can't remember.
They don't do shows on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh.
And Wednesday was the gala, my friend's gala. So we didn't get, and we thought about it. We were like, we got to see men take off their clothes.
I know, I couldn't remember. I thought you were had talked about it, but I was like, did she actually?
I did.
Know?
And then apparently nobody wants to get, you know, nice and close with naked men, but just me.
Guess not. So the live shows have also done really well. According to Bloomberg, they've grossed over $100 million in ticket sales. So they don't need to do shows on Monday and Tuesdays, basically.
Clearly not. Imagine how much they'd make if they added Mondays and Tuesdays. Forget Taylor Swift. They would reinvigorate the economy.
Yeah. And since Channing was also a producer, Magic Mike has been very lucrative for him. He was married to actress and dancer Jenna Dewan when the first two movies came out. And even though they announced they were getting divorced back in 2018, they still haven't been able to finalize it. And that's because Jenna says she's owed some of that Magic Mike money.
She's got to get that money, honey.
Yeah.
In court documents, Jenna claims she was instrumental in helping Channing launch the Magic Mike phenomenon. She says that Channing developed and co-financed the movie with community effort and marital funds. So she seems to be saying none of this would have happened without her share of the money or her support.
Mm-hmm.
She and her lawyers call the Magic Mike intellectual property the largest issue in the case and say this needs to be resolved first because it will impact everything else in the lawsuit. And in her filing, Jenna says she wants an equal division of the Magic Mike intellectual property, and she thinks that Channing has been hiding the total profits from her by creating a complex web of LLCs, holding companies, and partnerships as a way to dilute and conceal the value of the intellectual property. Here's my thing. This being tax day and me spending most of my weekend figuring out my taxes.
Yeah.
How do...
Same.
How do people know how to do this?
Like, I
want to dilute and conceal the value of my
Me too.
Income.
Me too.
Is that asking too much? It's the American way.
It's like, if Cousin Al Capone would have just left me some type of...
Honestly, it's selfish of him.
How-to book. I know. It's like, here's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
Don't do this. But do this.
Just next time file... the amount of money you make from murdering people. It's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jenna also says that Channing didn't tell her about Magic Mike business opportunities, and he collected 100% of the profits after their separation without her knowledge. So that's all Jenna's side of things. Channing, this will shock everyone, I'm sure, has a different take.
Uh-huh.
His attorneys claim that he has never denied Jenna of her share of the community assets or income. His lawyers also say that even though Magic Mike started during their marriage, Channing has continued to create and develop it since their separation.
Yeah. So Jenna and Channing were both declared legally single back in 2019. So it's just this money stuff that has to be settled. And 6 years is a long time to drag out a divorce, I think. And that's also how Channing's lawyers feel. And at a hearing on Friday, they argue that this case should finally move to trial. And the judge agreed and set a trial date for December 8th. And when this case does go to trial, Channing and Jenna want to put each other up on the witness stand. So this is, it's probably going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's wild to me that it's set for the end of the year. So much for a fair and speedy trial, am I right?
Yeah.
There's some American justice humor for those in the know. But last week, Jenna submitted her preliminary witness list, which included, among others, herself and Channing. In her filing, she says she wants both of them to testify regarding all issues related to the party's marriage, including business and financial activities. And according to Channing's filing, he also wants Jenna's fiancé, Steve Kazee, to testify regarding his and Jenna's cohabitation and joint expenses. Channing has also added Magic Mike director Steven Soderbergh to his witness list, who my mom famously met, didn't know who he was, and asked him to move all the traffic along that was blocking up her route to work.
Good for her.
Well, that's why I need to go to court, because I would love to talk to him and be like, listen, my mom ruined my chances to be a star. Don't hold it against me.
And he's like, I honestly wouldn't have known that was your mom until right now when you told me. So,
yeah, right. My mom carries my resume everywhere she goes and my headshot. She's like, are you ready to discover my daughter?
Yeah. Well, I love that. We need people like that.
Yeah.
So Jenna is currently pregnant with her and Steve's second child. And according to Entertainment Tonight, that actually might be a factor in the timeline that the judge has laid out. So,
which makes sense.
Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight says, due to DeJuan's condition, the judge named July 26th as the date for depositions from both sides to be completed. And then, as we mentioned, the trial is set to begin on December 8th, one day after Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah. So, Arisha, it looks like we are heading for another high-profile celebrity divorce trial. These always go well, you know?
So well. So well. If nothing else, we get some great memes out of them.
Uh-huh. And our coverage of them notoriously goes well. So,
Don't you dare. That episode doesn't exist anymore for a reason.
What episode?
Exactly.
So, what are your thoughts on this? I am afraid to have any. So, what are yours?
I mean, I'm going to put this out right now. I don't think we're ever going to see this trial. I think they're going to settle before it comes to trial, because it's just so far in advance. This feels a lot like going through certain motions that really rich people know to go through to get what they ultimately want.
Yeah.
I will say, having taken a family, it wasn't a family planning class, but oh, it was like childhood education or something. But we talked about separations. It was a mediation class. That's right. How to like mediate people that were breaking up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because people get really up in arms when one partner is like, I'm owed some of the income that's been gathered from my other partner's work. And they're like, they didn't do anything. They stayed home. And it's like, actually, that's exactly what they did. Is they, by maintaining the home, like, especially when you have a one partner that's staying at home and one that's going to work, mm-hmm. it's like, as somebody who has to do both, it helps to have somebody to balance that out. And when you have somebody balance that out, that opens you up to do opportunities. So it's not absurd for her to ask for money. The timing feels weird, like what's been going on for the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that there haven't been filings and this is just now coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't want her going anywhere near Channing.
Yeah. You stay away from him. You pirouette your way out of this, Missy. Just kidding. I do agree with you in that. Was she not working at the time, though? Do we know?
Well, it's more, I think, just that it's that when you're married, the idea is that it's a community property or whatever. So it gets split.
I don't like that idea. I hate it. I always have. I'm
well,
like,
people shouldn't get married if they don't like it. She knew what was going on before she went into it. And so did he.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think like for me, I've always said like, if Ross and I were to get divorced, I can't imagine myself being like, give me this money from something you did. Like, I just can't, couldn't do that. And I
do that from people I'm not even married to.
I know that's like the law or whatever it is, but I don't know. For me, it just feels weird.
Well,
for
if
me
you
personally.
Don't need it, but if you were in a sure. position where it's like you hadn't been working the whole time, you would probably feel differently. Mm. Well, you have no money. How are you going to survive without money?
Would I have no money? Does Jenna Dewan have no money?
But I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, and yeah, she's really struggling. She's got a baby on the way.
Yeah, so she has money.
That does not mean you have money.
Well, you shouldn't be shooting them out if you don't. So that's another thing. But
I can't say anything to that.
I don't know. I know we have no idea. We weren't part of it. So let's just let it play out legally. But
yeah, that's true.
I love Channing. I always will. I think he's a gem.
I really think we should report live from this court.
Okay. I'll be like, hey, remember me from that valet event? Be like, absolutely
be like,
not.
Bailiff, bailiff, get over here, help me.
Bailiff is assuming that I've gotten very far into the court.
It's not
so
easy
I
to
love
get into
that.
Courts. Although this is celebrity, so it might be harder to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
You can like walk by.
Good. I will.
Spend all my time there anyway, so.
You heard it, Wondery. Get those court passes ready. I don't know. What do we need? Nothing?
Yep, that's what they are. Every judge gets a court pass.
Perfect. See you there. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, where twice a week I speak to meditation teachers, top research scientists, and even the odd celebrity about how to do life better. And on a recent episode, I spoke to the huge global pop star Dua Lipa about how she does her own life. What are the non-negotiable practices and principles for her? We talked about everything from radical optimism to her work ethic to her incredibly packed schedule and how she fits in things like meditation. The episode is incredible and actually quite practical, especially when it comes to creativity. Follow 10% Happier on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to this episode everywhere on May 10th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.